All right. And I do see the button in the upper left-hand corner of my screen that indicates that we are recording. So I'm going to call the June 2020 meeting of the Parlin Ingersoll Library Board of Trustees to order. We are meeting remotely by Zoom today. The agenda was posted publicly. Written public comments were accepted prior. And the public was provided with the Zoom link to join if they wish to do so. So turning to the first item on the agenda, that would be to examine and approve the minutes of the last meeting. Those, of course, are in our packets. I listened to the recording. I unfortunately had a little bit of an emergency and I was not able to be there. So I'm not gonna make the motion. Does anybody, oh, hang on. It looks like we've got Keely. Hi, Keely, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
I can. We were just looking at the minutes of the May 20th meetings.
Okay.
And just figuring out if anybody had any additions or corrections to those.
I do not.
Okay. Well, in that case, thank you. Is there a, did anybody have a motion to approve those in that case?
I'll make that motion, Trigg.
Thank you. That's a motion from Kim Fraley. Is there a second?
Kathy, second.
Thank you. And I understood that motion to refer to both sets of minutes. Is that correct?
May 20th. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we had two meetings. So I just want to make sure that we're moving for both of them.
Oh, meeting one. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
I think aye. We should do aye. A roll call vote.
I'm sorry. Okay, yes, roll of course. Vote. Because we are, it's very difficult to tell on the recording who said what. So in that case, Kim, if you don't mind, please do a roll call vote. And like I said, I think the motion was for both sets of minutes.
Okay. Jana? You're muted. Aye.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Kim Fraley?
Aye.
Laura Kessel?
Aye.
Chris Layton?
Aye.
Kathy Ludlam?
Aye.
Trigg Mead?
I'll abstain since I wasn't here.
Okay. And then Keely Vollmer?
Aye.
Okay, that is seven ayes and one abstention, so that motion will pass. Turning to the next item on the agenda, that is public comment. Kim, did we receive any written public comment by email prior to the meeting?
No, we didn't. And Trigg, I was just handed a message that Rhonda is having trouble getting on Zoom.
Oh, okay.
Let me just check my email. I don't see anything else though otherwise. So I don't know if you want to pause or if we should, because she could try and telephone in if that's an issue.
Let's keep going for now. Okay. And see,
is she on the phone?
Yeah.
Just a moment. Okay. Tell her she can phone in on the telephone number that's on her agenda.
Okay.
But we do have a quorum if she cannot get on. Okay, we'll see if that message gets passed to her. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, hi, Keely.
Hello.
But no, Trigg, I did not have any public comments that came via email. And I don't see that we have anyone other than current trustees that have logged in.
Yeah, and examining the participants list, I agree with that. So I think we'll go ahead and declare public comment closed and move on to communications.
Okay. First off, it was not listed on the agenda, but I just wanted to share that the library was awarded a per capita grant for fiscal year 2020. That will be in the amount of $18,380, although the state did note that due to the COVID-19 pandemic that these funds might be significantly delayed, which we have seen in the past, but we did get that awarded, so that was good news. The second item under communication that I had was an update on the library parking lot. I don't know if anybody has been by to see the work that is done. But so far, so good. Everything looks good. They have torn out the section to be replaced, and they are in the process of laying the rebar. I am told that they might be doing the actual concrete work sometime early next week. So all things are going good. When they do lay the concrete, they did say there is the possibility that on that one specific day, the public might have to enter the library through the east side doors. So staff are aware of that, and we will try to direct traffic for that one day. The reason being the workers will have to stand on the public sidewalk as they work that area of the concrete. But I was told it would only be for the one day. And so far, I think some people might not realize we're open, but everybody has been parking in the staff lot or on the street, and it seems to be working just fine. And then the other thing I just wanted to mention, although we can discuss it as it would get closer, the governor's order is what extended the Open Meetings Act to allow us to meet virtually without a physical quorum present and without written physical rules about electronic attendance. That executive order ends June 26th. They did pass a virtual meeting law as long as the governor has declared a disaster that we can follow those rules. So depending on whether or not the governor extends that after June 26th, if we move into phase four or not, there might be a possibility if we go to phase four that we can have groups of 50. So there might be a possibility we could meet physically instead of just virtually. So I just wanted to bring that to everyone's attention to see if that might be something we can keep in mind for the next meeting.
Absolutely. Okay, great. Well, let's
Looks like I have Rhonda coming in. So we'll just see here.
Okay, thank you.
Hi.
Hi.
I have you on, Rhonda.
Thank you. Sorry for the confusion.
No problem.
Oh. That's all right. We just finished on the agenda discussing the communications and the possibility of maybe meeting in person in July, which would of course mean that no one would have to worry about Zoom. So that might be a good change. So in addition to the written items on the agenda, I know Laura and Kim and I had spoke a little bit that she had some communication that she wanted to share regarding some anti-racism. I don't want to characterize it without, you know, kind of like checking with you. But I figure because this is a regular meeting, we can't vote on anything. We can discuss anything that we want to. So I think if it's okay, we'll go ahead and just do the consent agenda to get that out of the way. And then maybe talk about what Laura had brought to our attention and then move into the rest of the agenda if nobody objects to that. Hearing none, in that case, that's what we'll do. Has everybody had a chance to look at the consent agenda?
Yes.
Yes.
Great. Is there a motion to approve it for June 2020?
We'll make that motion, Laura.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. I think that was Chris. If there is no further discussion, we'll do a roll call vote.
Okay, Keely.
Hi.
Rhonda Vogel.
Aye.
Trig Mead.
Aye.
Kathy Ludlam.
Aye.
Chris Layton.
Aye.
Laura Kessel.
Aye.
Kim Fraley.
Aye.
And Jana Enans.
Aye.
Great, so that one will pass unanimously. Thank you very much for that. So if it's okay, I'm going to turn it over to Laura to discuss the items that she raised. There's Rhonda. Hi. I see you. I'll turn it over to Laura to discuss the items that she raised in her email earlier.
Sure. So I'll try to summarize this as best I can and use the right verbiage, but there is a group of what I'm guessing is mostly women. I don't know that I've seen a lot of men involved on Facebook that has kind of formed since some of the racial issues and protests and things across the country over the last few weeks. And the group has been just talking, I think it's mostly Canton and Fulton County ladies. They've just been talking about different ways to try to discuss diversity, raise awareness, just have open conversations about things with people. There's a lot of points that are being made that a lot of us never knew were, you know, sayings that we use all the time that have a negative, they came from a very negative situation that most of us have no idea what we're saying might offend someone. And just, I mean, that maybe didn't come out the right way because it's not just about offending people, but we're just having these kind of open and some hard conversations about different things that are happening. One of the suggestions as part of this group, they asked if there was anyone that had a connection to the library. I mentioned I was on the board. There's some ladies that would like to pool some money together to provide either finances or actual donations for like racial justice books, podcasts, etc. So they were wondering if the library would be interested in, of course, they'd want to make sure that the books or podcasts were approved by Kim and the library and it was okay, but they'd just like to help support that and provide additional resources kind of aimed around racial justice and diversity to be made available. I think that there was, because we're in 2020, there was a lot of talk about having some online podcasts available and things like that. I don't know how easy that is, or if we are part of groups that can easily do that, or if we just need to have things that folks can rent. I don't know what makes the most sense in this situation if we want to move forward. But I just wanted to bring that up to you all and just see what your feedback is and what you think about the offer to try to help.
Yeah, so thank you very much, you know, for speaking to them and mentioning that your connection with the library. I wonder, Kim, if you think maybe a good first step would be to just meet with them, you know, and get a little bit more information about like what they're, you know, like what resources they're looking to offer, you know, maybe just get a little bit more detail.
Well, I was going to say, people might not realize we do have quite a bit to offer already in the library as far as books and information and that. I am not familiar with how we would relay someone else's podcast. On that, I'm not familiar. We have not shared others' podcasts. But we do have a quite extensive collection of different items on equity, diversity, for adults and children. It's part of our values and our strategic plan that we respect all types of people, all backgrounds of people, and we are open and have equal access for everyone. So I think I don't know the people in your group, but they might not realize what the library already has to offer. We do base our selections on reviews that we've seen in different journals. So we do have quite a bit to offer. We could easily come up with a bibliography of what is available here. If they would be interested in seeing that, we could come up with something available. Again, like I said, we have books on all topics beyond race, gender identity, etc. So those are available. As far as how we would do the podcast part, that I'm not sure. I don't mind, you know, advertising what we have available. I'm not familiar with this Facebook group. Obviously, the library has a Facebook page of its own. I don't really know how you want to proceed from here.
So Andrea Phillips Kim. Is the main person. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, Kim, was that Kim Fraley?
If you don't mind my, yes, that it's me, Kim. I just want to say that I just want to commend you and your staff for the variety of diverse books that you currently have. I've been checking out a lot of them right now to help me understand and for me to be a better educator. And if I'm not finding it hard copy, I am able to find the online version of it, either in text version or audio. And also, the diversity in the young adult literature as well. So I've been looking at a combination of both adult and young adult literature, and I am just completely impressed with our selection. I think we have a beautiful collection of books, and I'm with you. I think maybe just by, Kim, you had mentioned possibly just putting together a document that lists the books that we currently have. I think that would be really helpful. And in the young adult space, I'm so impressed by our collection. So I just wanted to add that. Thank you. I appreciate, you know, the diversity of it.
So just want to mention, Andrea Phillips is the main person I was talking to, but there were several people that had mentioned that they would contribute if there was something to do. And I know Andrea, it sounds like Andrea is a regular patron of the library, so I don't know if she's aware of everything or not. So I don't want this to be taken at all that anyone was saying we don't have things. I think that people want to do something and they're not sure what to do. And this was just a suggestion if folks were willing to help provide those resources. And so if we feel like we've got everything we need, that's fine. But if there's if we have a wish list of other things that we would like to get, I think this group would be open to getting those.
We always take suggestions too. So if they would see something that they feel, you know, we are lacking in our collection, you know, we'd be happy to take any recommendations or requests for purchase.
Okay.
So I think that's a great tack to take. You know, I think that, you know, emphasizing what we already have. I'm also a little confused as to what role we would have in like distributing a podcast to somebody. You know, because most of them I think are publicly available anyway. Right. So it's kind of, I'm not sure like what we would be able to do to like, you know, redistribute those other than maybe highlight them, you know, and like maybe like draw attention to them. And, you know, I'm not sure that would necessarily be our role, to do that. You know, I would hate to, like, the only thing that I'm worried about is just maybe giving the impression that we don't want to hear from them. You know, I mean, because like, I think that we want to, you know, sort of maintain that posture of openness. So I wonder if like the tact to take is to say, hey, we've got this great stuff already. We have a bibliography, and then emphasize our willingness to take recommendations, you know, and requests for purchase to make sure that we don't feel like we're shutting them out. You know, because I think I think that that's what gets people maybe a little bit more excited about it. You know, like the feeling that they don't have like an ability to contribute that way. So I wonder, is that something, Laura, that you feel comfortable communicating? You know, or would that be better coming from Kim or from me, or what do you think?
It doesn't matter to me. This isn't like a formal group. It's just people that have similar beliefs, I think, in a Facebook group. Okay. I'm going to be honest that the reaction that I just heard just seems like we don't want help. So, and that's fine. I don't want it at all to be taken that the folks were criticizing or not thinking we have resources. I think people just want to be able to do something locally, and it was just an idea. So if there is a way to involve, if not, that's fine too. So whatever makes sense is fine.
Laura, this is Kim again, and I'm sorry, I didn't take it that way at all. If I sounded that way, I was just really excited about and very enthusiastic about the books that I have checked out. And if I communicated it that way, I apologize. I think that I agree that opening it up to saying what can we add to our collection would be amazing. I think to be able to communicate that to our people, to our patrons, that, you know, we do take recommendations, and I think that would be a really good thing, because like Trigg said, that makes people feel really good. And like, I think this is a way that our community could feel like we're doing something to take a step in the right direction. So again, Laura, I apologize if I came off sounding like I didn't want to, you know, I didn't think that was a good idea. I think it's a great idea. I'm just really excited about the variety of books that we have.
I completely understand, Kim. No worries.
So much appreciated, because I think everyone's had really good points, and I'm, you know, also pretty impressed. I was paging through a little bit, you know, looking by topic on the website, and it does look like I haven't personally had occasion yet to check these books out, but it looks like, I mean, we really do have a great collection. So Kim Bunner, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Would you feel comfortable if Laura just did mention what we just said to the Facebook group? Because she's already part of it, right? She's already kind of like inside that milieu, just that, hey, like, we're proud of our collection. We'd love to hear suggestions.
I was going to say, Laura, if you're comfortable, otherwise, Andrea comes in here once I can pull together a bibliography and have something in writing, and then I can just reach out to her. Whatever you're comfortable with. Doesn't matter to me.
Doesn't matter to me either. Whatever works best.
Well, I feel like...
I think...
Chris, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Just interject. I think it would be wise, and it would be a good move for us to reach out to her or the group in some sort of non-social media platform, perhaps a phone call, or if she does come in, to really understand, maybe there are some assumptions made, what are the expectations, and then reconciling those expectations with what we currently have. And maybe there's not an issue. Maybe it's a realization of, oh, I didn't realize that you had all these resources, or it is going to end up being, hey, here's some suggestions. So I think there could be maybe some better understanding by having more dialogue there. Mm-hmm.
I can give Andrea a call. I'll pull together a list of what we have and then give her a call and see what if it, you know, is going further than that, or she has recommendations. I'd be happy to do that.
So I think that's, Chris said what I was going to say much better than I was going to. So thank you. Like, I appreciate, I completely agree. I think that, you know, I just get excited when we hear people engaging, you know, and like wanting to be a part of what we're doing and wanting to be a part of it. And I just feel like, you know, like getting that kind of feedback, getting that, you know, that reach out from us either in person or by phone or whatever, you know, just kind of like, quote unquote, rewards people for doing something that we want them to be doing, which is engaging with us, you know, and I feel like that's kind of the right move to my mind. And I mean, if she has suggestions, great. I mean, you know, mm-hmm. We have a policy about the collection. I mean, so I think, you know, like any suggestion, we'd have to, there would be some work to do, right, on Kim's side and on our circuit, like to reconcile it with our collection policy. Like I wouldn't want her to think that, like, you know, if you give us a list, we, you know, immediately just go out and purchase them, because there is a policy, but, you know, I think that's a great way to engage. Okay. Well, Laura, did we cover what we wanted to cover? Great. Okay. In that case, let's go ahead and move on, to the next item on the agenda. Which is non-resident card fees.
Okay, well, I kind of shoved it in your board packet at the last minute, but I did get the current City of Canton Equalized Assessed Valuation figure. So I did put that into the formula that was recommended by the State Library for this year. To come up with a non-resident household fee for Canton would be $27.09. I counted the number of non-resident cardholders that we have and how many households that represented, which was 384 households. So in using the formula recommended by the State Library, that comes up to a total of $10,402.56, which would be this year paid by the Charles D. Ingersoll Trust. I might add that a bill has just gone through the House and signed by the governor that is called the Cards for Kids Act. And it prohibits a library from charging non-resident fees for library cards to any students in unincorporated areas if their household falls at or below the USDA's income eligibility guidelines. We are waiting for rules from the State Library on how we are to proceed to, we in the libraries, to determine that, or what we need to ask families to prove that they are under those guidelines. Someone from the State Library thought that information might be available later in the year. My point is being, I think for right now, we just need to approve that we will accept non-residence fees, that our fee will be $27.09 per household, and that the Charles Trust will pay for it this year. I think it works nicely that this act has gone through. So when we do have to send letters out to our non-residents with the new tax rate and what they would be charged, that we can also tell them that children in lower income households will not be charged for cards. So as I get more information on that, I will pass that on to staff on how we determine that. For right now, it won't matter, but when we do start charging our other patrons for non-resident fees, they will be exempt. Does anyone have any questions on that? Otherwise, I think we need the motions to approve issuing non-resident cards, approve the current fee, which is $27.09 per household, and approve that this year we will pay those with Charles D. Ingersoll Trust funds.
Is that lower than we thought it was going to be?
Last year it was 26 some dollars. The fee is very low compared to what we estimate under taxation. But this was a figure worked out by the Illinois State Library as the absolute minimum if we did not tax on what we should charge. I'm sure it will also vary too when we get the 2020 census figures, but this is based on households per the 2010 census and manually counting how many non-resident cards we currently have.
Gotcha. Thank you. Anybody else have any questions about that? Okay, so hearing none, the first motion that we need is to approve issuing non-resident cards at all. Does anybody have that motion?
Approval.
I think I heard Chris. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
I have Rhonda for a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, can we move to roll call vote?
Sure. Jana Emmons? Was there an I there?
I think I heard it.
Is she gone? Okay.
No, I'm here.
Okay. All right. Kim Fraley?
Aye.
Laura Kessel?
Aye.
Chris Layton?
Aye.
Kathy Ludlam?
Aye.
Trig Mead?
Aye.
Rhonda Vogel?
Aye.
And Keely Vollmer?
Aye.
Okay. So of course that's eight ayes. So that one passes unanimously. The next motion that we need is that the fee for the non-resident cards that we just authorized at $27.09 per year. Is there a motion to do that?
I'll make that motion.
Okay, I heard Keely. Is there a second?
I'll second it. This is Kim.
And I heard Kim for that. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, can we proceed to a roll call vote on this one?
Sure. Keely Vollmer?
Aye.
Rhonda Vogel?
Aye.
Trig Mead?
Aye.
Kathy Ludlam?
Aye.
Chris Layton?
Aye.
Laura Kessel?
Aye.
Kim Fraley?
Aye.
And Jana Emmons?
You not hear me?
I didn't hear you, but you...
I don't know what's going on. Yes, aye.
Okay.
Thank you. So again, eight ayes. So that one is unanimous as well. The final motion that we need is to approve an expenditure from the Charles Ingersoll Trust to cover those non-resident fees for this year, expecting that this one will be the last one because it's the last year that we're not taxing. Is there a motion to do that?
So moved, Kathy.
Thank you. Is there a second to Kathy's motion?
I'll second that.
And Rhonda, thank you. Any further discussion? Hearing none, can we proceed to a roll call vote?
Okay, Jana Emmons. I lip read that as an I. Kim Fraley?
Aye.
Laura Kessel?
Aye.
Chris Layton?
Aye. Sorry.
Kathy Ludlam?
Aye.
Trig Mead?
Aye.
Rhonda Vogel?
Aye.
Keely Vollmer?
Aye.
Thank you. Okay, so that is another unanimous passage of that one. The next item on the agenda to discuss this month is the reopening update for the library.
Yeah, I can basically say that everything is going well. The patrons are very, very pleased that we are open. We continue to limit our access to no more than 1 hour. Public computers are still limited to 5 machines, but we have not had anyone waiting. We have not had to enforce capacity limits. Traffic has been slow. I originally scheduled about an extra 9 staff hours in order to accommodate separating the returns from the check-ins. But this is almost the end of the third week, and it is no longer needed. So we will be going back to resuming normal hours. We continue to quarantine everything for 7 days. Studies have not come back through to show if that can be reduced or not. So at this point, that has been fine. Call-in carryout service has been used somewhat. Nothing tremendous, just helpful for people. The early morning hours have not been utilized much at all. They are in the governor's order for phase 3. So we are still maintaining the early morning hours on Tuesday from 8 to 9. But all in all, traffic has been slow. I would say we're about visiting about 50% less. Summer reading, which was my area, I was concerned if we would have too many children in the room. We have not. Registration is about 150 children, where normally by the end of the program, we have about 450. So I think, you know, people are still being cautious, and the parking lot construction might make people think we are closed. I think more people are being aware, but it's a slow going, and I don't think that's a bad idea. We were ready, and things are just moving along slowly. Does anybody have any questions on that? I did have one or two people that, patrons that were concerned about wearing masks. They did not want to wear a mask. One patron in particular, I think, was venting about the issue more than the fact that the library required her to wear one, because when I asked her to, she then reached in her purse and pulled a mask out. I had one person that did not wear one, but he said for medical reasons he couldn't. But we really have not had anyone be belligerent or create a problem on that score. Does anyone have any other questions about the opening?
Thank you for mm-hmm. continuing to do that work. It's nice to know that we were missed. I figured
yes.
we would be.
Very much.
So. Okay, well, moving on in that case, we only have one more item on the agenda today. Don't anybody think that that means that we need to talk about it for 25 minutes? It's okay. We don't have that much to discuss. And that is the issue of maybe revising our board member committees. And when I say committees, we really only have the one, which is the Finance Committee. So there is a pretty good explanation in the board packet about how that works and what we think might, or what Kim and I had sort of discussed as maybe like a different way to do that. But Kim, do you mind just maybe running just the basics of like kind of how it works now and what we do? And
sure. Yeah. Basically, in the bylaws, it states that we do have a finance committee. It consists of the director, the treasurer, and 2 other board members. What had happened is over the course of the past few years, we also included the past president, Brad O'Brien, as an ex officio member. And we had appointed, at that time, it was Jana Trigg and Rhonda as our finance committee, with Brad as ex officio as president. Well, Brad then resigned, and Trigg as vice president moved up to the president position, and that left a vacancy. At the last meeting, Jana suggested resigning off of that committee and Chris Layton offered to join. Kathy Ledlam has offered to join. But our bylaws actually state that the treasurer of the board is a member of the finance committee. So if Chris was filling in for Jana, we were still short a person. And then the issue came up, do we need, since we normally function as a committee of the whole, do we need a finance committee or do we need to change our bylaws or how you really wanted to handle the issue. But that's kind of the background of how this came up to be a little bit of a something that we needed to look at our bylaws again. Yeah.
So personally, after taking a look at the bylaws and looking at what the finance committee is really charged with, which really is like looking at the financial reports that we get about the trust, et cetera. Historically, the members of the finance committee, we've got those in our packets. Really, there isn't any reason in my mind why everyone shouldn't have access to those. And in fact, I think, if anybody who's not on the finance committee had said, I just really want to see those reports this month, I don't think anyone would turn anybody down. One of our responsibilities as the trustees, generally is to sort of be good stewards of the money. In practice, what we've done is we've been the ones who have sort of, tried to make a point of attending the quarterly trust meetings. And it varies. Like Kathy, I think, is our most faithful attender by far. And that is much appreciated. And Kim, of course, always goes. I think the rest of us kind of make it when we can. But there isn't any reason why anybody else wouldn't be welcome at those meetings too. The only thing that we really need to know, I think, is just how many, because that affects whether we have to call it a meeting and post an agenda, et cetera. So the easiest thing to do really might just be to say, we don't really have a finance committee. It's just a committee of the whole, and just kind of like make it a little bit simpler that way. Reconfiguring who's on it, et cetera, I think that may be the easiest thing to do. But that's my opinion. I would love to hear what anybody else thought about that. Maybe everybody doesn't want to look at those financial reports, you don't have to. There's no one's going to quiz you about them. I don't know what everybody thinks about that.
I think that we have such a small board that anybody that would like to attend should be able to attend.
Well, I don't hear anybody up in arms against the idea of getting rid of the finance committee and just making it a committee of the whole. So maybe we should start there as a place of discussion. Does anybody want to make that motion?
I will.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second?
Oh, I'll second it.
Thank you. So we got Chris and Rhonda. Is there any further discussion? Okay, hearing none, can we continue to a roll call vote?
Okay, can I just clarify, this is to abolish the finance committee and operate as a committee of the whole?
That was mine. I think that's what I heard Chris say.
Okay. I don't remember if I was alphabetical or backwards, but we'll start with Jana Emmons.
Aye.
Kim Fraley.
Aye.
Laura Kessel.
Aye.
Chris Layton.
Aye.
Kathy Ledlam.
Aye.
Trigg Mead.
Aye.
Rhonda Vogel.
Aye.
And Keely Vollmer.
Aye.
Congratulations, you're all members of the Finance Committee, which we no longer have. I guess, Kim, the only mechanical question in that case, do you just want to send around those reports to everybody when we get them?
Sure. We've always had it that they went to the Finance Committee and anyone else who asked for them. So what it includes extra is just the trust report and the general ledger. Everyone always gets the income and expense reports. So I can just, we can just put those in every board packet. That's not a problem. And then I can just redo the bylaws and remove that section on finance committee.
Perfect. So. It's always a good day when we can make the bylaws shorter.
Okay.
That's an operating principle. Okay. Well, thank you guys very much for another good meeting. Laura, thank you for bringing that back from the Facebook group. I think that sounds important. I think that sounds like a good outreach opportunity. So I appreciate you doing that. Does anybody else have any other items for discussion before we call for a motion to adjourn?
I may have missed this, and I apologize for my rough start at the meeting, but is there an update on the parking lot? Did they actually start working on it again today?
Yes. Okay. Where they are at is they have removed all the asphalt, and they have it in sections. Two of the three sections already have the rebar in it. They are going to do the middle section, and then they hope to start pouring concrete maybe by next week,
okay,
depending on weather. But yeah, so far, so good.
Good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Okay. Well, thanks, everybody, again. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll make the motion to adjourn.
I'll second it. This is Kim.
Thank you. So we had Rhonda and Kim Fraley, and we'll just do one last roll call vote.
Okay. Keely Vollmer.
Aye.
Rhonda Vogel.
Aye.
Trig Mead.
Aye.
Kathy Ludlam.
Aye.
Chris Layton.
Aye.
Laura Kessel.
Aye.
Kim Fraley.
Aye.
And Jana Emmons.
I think I lip read an eye there. I think we got it.
What? What is going on? I feel like I just need to jump up here. But yeah, I'm here.
Great. Thank
just
you. Guys
stop laughing at me. See you.
It's just the situation. Generally.
It is.
Yeah. Well, great. Thanks, everybody, again. We will be in touch about whether we're going to do this one more month or whether we will see you all in person in July. So everyone have a great month, and thanks again.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.